This is 89.1 KMUW. In today's book review, Suzanne Perez Tobias offers some options if you just can't concentrate on that novel right now.
As an avid reader, I envisioned a government-issued weeks-long stay-at-home order as the ultimate excuse to tackle my shelves of unread books, to finally catch up on some old classics, to read for hours or even days at a time. Well, none of that has happened. As it turns out, one of the ironic side effects of this coronavirus quarantine has been a troubling inability to focus and concentrate, and I don't seem to be alone. Several members of the local Read ICT group on Facebook have mentioned similar frustrations lately. "I've got all this time and nowhere to go," they're saying, "and I still can't manage to make progress on this book." Blame stress or Tiger King. Thankfully, this pandemic is not without literary treasures, and several are just a click away. I mentioned in my last segment that actor Josh Gad, of Frozen and Book of Mormon fame, is reading children's books on Twitter. And recently, Dolly Parton debuted her weekly Read Aloud video series called Goodnight with Dolly, in which she reads books from her imagination library to children and families. Those are streamed every Thursday at 6 p.m. Central on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. But if you do nothing else during this hunkerdown order, check out Sir Patrick Stewart's Instagram account. That's at Sir Pat Stu. The classically trained actor, who started his career as a member of the Royal Shakespeare Company, is reading one of Shakespeare's sonnets aloud each night as his personal response to the COVID-19 pandemic. "Not marble nor the gilded monuments of princes shall outlive this powerful rhyme." Ah, now that's a soothing way to weather a quarantine. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez Tobias.